A few weeks ago, I was thinking about something. I was talking with a man, and we were discussing the Bible, and I like to discuss it. But he was telling me some things that I really didn't know people believe. And I guess I was a little naive to some of the things people believe. But he was telling me that he felt that all anyone ever needed was faith. That's all they need, just faith in God to be saved. Of course, if you have faith in God, it'll lead you to obey the commandments of God and lead you to the truth of His Word. But I started studying this and digging into it. And I went back into the Old Testament and I started reading about Abraham and covenants. And a covenant is an agreement between two people or between God and a man. And God made a covenant with Abraham. It was a covenant of circumcision. And it was called the Old Covenant. And that's the Old Testament that we think about, we know about. But anyway, he gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision. And then down through the years, Abraham's lineage, who later became called the Jews, they adhered to this covenant. And he gave them a strict commandment regarding circumcision of the male children. And then he added the Mosaic Law, which was the Ten Commandments. And then he added the offerings of blood sacrifices of bulls and goats and doves. And put all these things on the descendants of Abraham. And the thing that I went back looking for was, does it take more than faith? You know, Abraham had faith, and his faith brought forth some works in his life, and his works proved his faith, and he had to do some things, you know, before he was considered faithful by God. But the Lord put that covenant of circumcision upon him. And it didn't matter what he did as regarding his faith. If he did not obey the commandment of circumcision, then he would have been put out of the fold, you know. He'd have been lost. There was a case of requirement that God put upon those people of the Old Testament. And I came on over into this Testament, the New Testament. A lot of people don't know where it ends. By the way, Jesus lived under the Old Testament law, if you want to look back at it real close. But when he died upon the cross of Calvary, that ended the Old Testament age. And then, you know what happened after that? He came back and he taught his disciples, and he gave them the new covenant. It's called the Great Commission. And he says, go ye therefore unto all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Remember that? That's a Great Commission. That's the New Testament covenant. Those disciples, in with that, what he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He didn't say, he that believeth shall be saved alone, he that believeth alone, but he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So there's a stipulation there as regarding our believing. You have to be baptized.
Right.
And he said, how do you baptize? Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so well, I started studying this. And one thing about God's Word is that it never gets old. It's constantly revealing things to you. It's a constant, ever-growing process in His Word. I looked at, I went on, I carried it a little bit further. Those disciples left that place, that mount where He was. They went back to Jerusalem. He told them to go back to Jerusalem. Wait around. Don't go off running yet until you get the power. They went back to Jerusalem. They waited around on the power. You know when it came? Came on the day of Pentecost. And they received the Holy Ghost in the upper room. You know what old Peter came out saying when those people asked him about, what do we do? He gave them just another version of the Great Commission or the New Testament covenant. It wasn't necessarily the words which the Lord spoke, but it was exactly what the Lord spoke.
Right.
He says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Some people say, well, hey, that was only for those people there in Jerusalem. But the next scripture goes on and says, for the promises unto you, that you at Jerusalem, to your children, that's the people following them, and to all those, or to those afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And those afar off include us,
right,
in other lands, later generations, all down the line. Hey, this is real.
Yes.
Praise God. I know it's real because I've experienced it. Thank God.